In 1983, Soviet officer Stanislav Petrov stared at radar screens showing five American missiles streaking toward Russia. Every protocol demanded he report the attack, triggering nuclear retaliation. Instead, he paused. Something felt wrong. Trusting his doubt over the data, Petrov held back and prevented World War III when the missiles turned out to be sunlight reflecting off clouds. This moment captures something profound about human consciousness, our ability to question our own thinking. This capacity, metacognition, represents one of our species' most powerful yet least understood abilities. It's the difference between reacting and reflecting, between certainty and wisdom. Your brain is essentially blind, locked inside your skull, receiving only fragmentary signals from the outside world. Photons hitting your retina, air pressure waves vibrating your eardrums, chemicals binding to receptors in your nose. From these noisy clues, your brain must reconstruct reality. It's like trying to identify an elephant while blindfolded, touching only its trunk. This creates what scientists call inverse problems, working backward from effects to causes with incomplete information. Your visual system processes information hierarchically. Early regions detect edges and lines, while later areas recognize faces and motion. But information doesn't just flow forward. Feedback loops allow higher brain regions to tell lower ones what to expect. This explains why you spot snake-shaped sticks instantly. Your brain predicts threats before conscious awareness. This predictive processing weighs sensory data against expectations based on uncertainty. In a quiet room, you trust your ears. In a noisy restaurant, you rely on lip reading. This explains the McGurk effect. Watching someone mouth guh while hearing buh makes you perceive duh. Your brain splits the difference between conflicting signals. The brain's uncertainty tracking machinery serves double duty. It helps you perceive accurately and grants you metacognition. When uncertainty is high, you naturally doubt your decisions. This self-awareness appears across species. Dolphins decline difficult tasks, monkeys make strategic bets based on confidence, and rats demonstrate awareness of their own uncertainty. Even bees opt out of difficult decisions, suggesting this is an evolutionarily ancient mechanism. Self-awareness requires hierarchical control, where higher brain regions create general plans, while lower areas handle details. The prefrontal cortex translates perceptions into actions, coordinating unconscious motor sequences. Concert pianists make conscious decisions about tempo and emotion while their fingers automatically hit keys through practiced motor memory. As Vladimir Horowitz said, "I am a general, my soldiers are the keys." Your brain constantly makes unconscious adjustments. The broken escalator phenomenon, stumbling on stationary escalators, reveals how your body prepares for movement without awareness. The cerebellum predicts sensory consequences of actions and compares them with actual feedback. This forward model explains why you can't tickle yourself. Your brain predicts and reduces the sensation. It also explains why punches feel stronger to recipients than throwers, potentially escalating conflicts. Error detection operates faster than conscious awareness. Patrick Rabbit's experiments showed people detect their own errors 40 milliseconds before responding to external stimuli. These error signals function as prediction errors that help you learn and adjust, often triggering corrections before conscious awareness. Human self-awareness likely evolved from our need to understand others' minds. Between 70,000 to 50,000 years ago, jewelry and cave art emerged, suggesting we appreciated how our creations influenced others. Oxford philosopher Gilbert Ryle proposed we became self-aware by turning our mind-reading tools inward, repurposing cognitive machinery originally evolved for understanding others. Mind reading is fundamentally recursive. You think about what others think about what you think. Children develop this ability gradually, typically failing false belief tests before age 4. Metacognition follows a similar timeline. 3-year-olds show poor memory awareness, while 4- and 5-year-olds reliably distinguish correct from incorrect answers. Brain imaging reveals that thinking about ourselves activates the medial prefrontal and parietal cortex, the same regions activated when thinking about others. Human metacognition's exceptional nature stems from expanded neural real estate combined with language, creating a platform for deep recursive self models, allowing us not just to think, but to think about our thinking. Metacognition forms a personal fingerprint measured by comparing confidence with actual performance. Despite widespread overconfidence, 94% of professors rate their teaching as above average, people still recognize their mistakes. This metacognitive signature remains stable over time, like personality traits. Mental health profoundly affects this fingerprint. Anxiety lowers confidence but heightens error detection. Compulsivity increases confidence while reducing mistake sensitivity. Depression creates accurate but pessimistic self-assessments. Mania inflates self-evaluation. Surprisingly, IQ correlates with task performance but not metacognitive ability. Intelligence and self-awareness use distinct neural circuits. Metacognition emerges from the uppermost prefrontal hierarchy, integrating uncertainty estimates from sensory systems with actions, emotions, and memories. Laboratory evidence confirms this. Transcranial magnetic stimulation of action planning circuits alters perceptual confidence without changing perception itself. Bodily states also influence confidence. Briefly flashed, disgusted faces or evocative smells subtly modulate metacognitive judgments. Brain disorders reveal striking failures through anosognosia, absence of knowing. Patient LM, paralyzed on her left side after stroke, insisted she could move normally, even demonstrating clapping by waving only her functional right hand. This disconnect occurs because brain damage affects the very mechanisms needed for metacognition. Popular learning beliefs are metacognitive illusions. Learning styles, visual, auditory, kinesthetic, lack scientific evidence. Studies show no link between preferred style and performance. This myth persists because metacognition creates false confidence. Pictorial learners feel more confident with pictures but don't perform better. Similarly, students feel more confident reading digital text, leading them to study less and perform worse. Effective learning contradicts intuition. Spaced practice outperforms cramming, and self-testing beats rereading, though both feel less comfortable. The region of proximal learning model suggests we learn best from intermediate difficulty, like weightlifting with challenging but manageable weights. Academically successful students engage in more metacognitive thinking, and interventions boosting metacognition improved performance by 1/3 of a letter grade while reducing anxiety. Teaching others powerfully enhances learning by engaging metacognitive abilities. Undergraduates perform better when told they'll teach material, helping us avoid the illusion of explanatory depth, thinking we understand something until we try explaining it. Laboratory experiments reveal how our brains handle belief-changing information. The dorsal anterior cingulate cortex tracks how much we should update beliefs based on new evidence. Our confidence acts as a mold flexible. Rubber conforms to new data, while hard plastic maintains its shape. Problems arise when confidence disconnects from accuracy. Artificially heightened confidence reduces mind-changing, and confirmation bias causes us to overweight supporting evidence. Highly confident people essentially ignore contradictory evidence. Their brains barely process it. Acknowledging low confidence often proves adaptive, keeping us receptive to new information. Good metacognition helps us change minds when likely wrong while remaining steadfast when right. Yet, despite uncertainty's benefits, many prefer decisiveness. Evolutionary simulations show overconfident individuals succeed in competitive situations, achieving greater social status even when less competent. The solution is strategic metacognition, maintaining private awareness of limitations while selectively projecting confidence. Brain imaging reveals this split. Ventromedial PFC tracks private confidence based on decision difficulty, while lateral frontal polar cortex manages strategic confidence for social situations. This dual system allows intellectual honesty while navigating social dynamics, rewarding confidence. In our hyper-connected world, metacognition becomes both more crucial and more endangered. Digital notifications and algorithms actively erode our capacity for deep reflection. Yet research shows remarkable results. Employees dedicating just 15 minutes daily to reviewing lessons learned outperformed control groups by 20%. Even 2 weeks of meditation increased metacognitive sensitivity during memory tests. Regular digital sabbaticals, mindfulness practices, and dedicated reflection time become essential for protecting these capabilities. The relationship between metacognition and consciousness remains intensely debated. While basic consciousness exists in animals and infants, distinctly human consciousness likely requires meta-awareness, our ability to think about thinking. Dreams offer a fascinating test case. Most occur without self-awareness, accepting bizarre events unquestioningly. In lucid dreams, however, we gain metacognitive awareness, creating fundamentally different experiences. Brain imaging reveals lucid dreaming activates the frontal polar cortex and precuneus, regions strongly implicated in metacognition and self-referential thinking. As we integrate with AI and digital technologies, metacognitive abilities become crucial for maintaining autonomy. Modern neural networks classify inputs but lack self-awareness of their knowledge limits. In a world of deepfakes and algorithmic manipulation, questioning our own thinking, recognizing certainty versus guessing, when to trust instincts versus demand evidence, becomes a survival skill. Your capacity for self-reflection isn't a luxury, it's the foundation of consciousness itself.